Certainly we live in a world where if you can get a release form signed, you're wise to do so. Not only because for the instant usage, as in you're using it for a news item, but sometimes one captures the quote, the incident that just summarizes a whole era. And if you don't have a release form, you may not have, as it were, the rights to economically exploit that in the future. Because the regulator may say, well, you can use that to report the news now, but you can't use it in 3 years' time when it's no longer news, although there may be some intrinsic value in whatever it is that has been captured, obviously one assumes on film or on tape, with whoever it may be. It may be just a hilarious moment, a magic moment. And if you have the rights to it, you want to be, as it were, to be able to enforce those rights against third parties, not necessarily the interviewee, who wants to use them. And therefore, one is well advised, tiresome though it is, to seek a release form, or at least getting the interviewee to say at the beginning that he's happy for the journalist to make use of the interview in whatever way, subject to complying with the codes that apply, they feel fit.